just facing, looking up at the screen. Because I've brought some stuff with me today. Well, I was going to bring some stuff with me today, but I decided to put them in the pictures and put them on the screen today. I brought some stuff out of my toolkit. So I did today. So I want to ask you some. I want to see if you can guess, first of all, what my job is, but you're not allowed to say, all right? Okay. Right, so the first one we're going to have a go at is these ones. Pliers. Who would use pliers? He's been reading my notes. Right, what's the next one? We'll see if you're right or not. A drill. Could be a dentist, could it not? Pliers and a drill. I think there's a dentist who used a drill like that in my teeth one day, I think. A saw. I think it's getting a bit obvious now, isn't it? A hammer. And what's the last one? A hard hat. That's right. I work as, well, I'm not a builder because I make loads and loads of money builders. I work in the building trade. But I use some of these tools every day. And of course, the Bible talks a lot about builders, and doesn't it? Who can tell me a builder out of the Bible? Who built something in the Bible?
Noah
built the ark, that's right. And King Solomon, what did he build? He built the temple, didn't he? But the builders I want to think about this morning, boys and girls, is the builders that the Lord Jesus talked about in Matthew chapter 7. That was the wise builder and the foolish builder. And of course, we know that most of you will know the story that the wise builder built his house on the rock, and the foolish builder, he built his house on the sand. Who do you think was, what was so special about the rock?
It was completely solid.
That's right. It was solid and it was secure. And of course, when the rain and the wind came, the house that was built on the rock, it stood firm, didn't it? And the man that built his house in the sand, well, when the rain came down, it just washed away the sand and the house fell flat, isn't that right? Now, there's something very important that any builder has to have before he can use any of his tools before he starts building. What do you think that is?
A license?
I hope not, I haven't got one. Was it? Well, no. Yes. A helmet? No. It's actually a plan, don't you? You need a plan. And I have to have a plan before I start my work every day. Otherwise, I would have the roof on inside out and the doors back to front and the windows upside down. Isn't that right? Everything would be in the wrong place unless I went by the plans. And the plans are drawn by a special man called an architect. So they are. And I have to look at these plans. But I notice something about these plans every time I go to use one. There's always something missing on the plan. And there's always some wee detail that I need to know that's not there. And I have to get on the phone and I have to ring them up and they're never there. They're always in a meeting. But they don't want, it's just that they don't want to talk to you because they don't really know how to do it themselves. So they don't. And I have to go my own way and I have to think it out for myself and I have to do it the way I think is best rather than what way the architect might think it's best. But you know, boys and girls, God had a plan. And it was a very special plan. It was a plan of salvation. And he planned this way before even Adam and Eve committed the first sin, way back in the Garden of Eden. He planned that the Lord Jesus would come down and he would go to the cross. And that's what the shape of God's plan is, boys and girls. Not the shape of a house, it's the shape of a cross. And you know what, boys and girls? Yous are just very, very young in life, as yous know, and yous are just getting ready to start out in life, and maybe some of yous are making plans of what yous want to be and what yous want to do when you grow up. Well, the question I want to ask you tonight, or today, boys and girls, is this. Are you going to make God part of your plans? Are you going to be like the foolish man who built his house on the sand and not make God part of your plans? Because God's plan, boys and girls, is perfect. It's not like the plans that I use, which sometimes don't have the detail on it that I need. God's plan has all the details that you need for your life. And you know what? There's wee bits of God's plan that you mightn't understand. And there's bits that you mightn't think are there. But you can just ask God and he will show you. He'll not be too busy. He'll not be in a meeting somewhere else. He'll always tell you how to go about his plans. So will you remember that, boys and girls? Will you build your house on the what? The rock. Build your house on the rock, and then you'll have a sure and a solid foundation for your life.